Today on Hands-On Photography, we're not going to necessarily get into the camera or get into Photoshop or anything like that. We're going to take a look at some tools of the trade, some tools for your flash photography. It's going to be fun. Stay tuned. Hands-On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site you visit. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click for 3 extra months free with the 1-year package. Go to expressvpn.com/hop. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. This is the podcast where I like to sit down and give you different tips and tricks that are going to help make you a better photographer as well as a better post processor. But this time, we're not even going to look at the camera. We're not going to look at Photoshop or Lightroom or anything like that. Today, we're going to talk about just some tools, because if you've been following along with all of our previous episodes, I have started to talk about flash photography and speed lights and things of that nature. We're eventually going to continue to get into using your flashes and speed lights and strobes and so forth. But I want to talk about some of the equipment involved with that. And that's the light stand. Light stands are critical when it comes to setting up how you want to use your lighting and your shots, not necessarily just specifically for flashes or speed lights, but also just for constant lighting. Having a good light stand is so, it could really, really open up your world and really level up your photography game. There's a couple of different light stand options that are out there. I'm going to discuss two in particular that I like to use. But before we get into that, I'm going to take a few seconds to thank this week's sponsor, the fine folks at ExpressVPN. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN lets you access the internet as if you're in a different country. It's fast, simple, and you can stream everything in HD quality with zero buffering. Stream from Netflix, Amazon Prime, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, and many more. Fire up the app, change your location, hit connect, and then refresh. I used to love watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and now I can actually watch it as if I'm in Australia. So I switch my location to Australia, fire up Netflix, and boom, I got me some old school Will Smith and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. If you use my link right now at expressvpn.com/hop, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/hop. All right, so let's talk about these light stands. First, we have a pretty typical aluminum-ish, metal-ish, plastic-ish light stands. You'll see these all over Amazon, ranging anywhere from $20 up to $50. And these light stands are quite capable. Some are better than others. Some of them have a little bit of a thicker metallic body, so it's going to be a little bit more sturdy. Some also have a spring on the inside of them that allows you to use the actual columns on the inside, raising it, lowering it. But when you lower it, it doesn't slam at the bottom and potentially break the stand and or make your light stand fall over. That's something to consider. But again, these things are really useful. They have three legs like a tripod, so they're quite portable. You can fold them up and pack them up in the back of the car for your next trip, or do like I do. I throw them over here in the corner out of the way. Very, very easy to use. I like that they have the tips on the end of them, so you can attach either a strobe or a monolight to the top of it. You can even attach a speed light to the top of it, as long as you have just a set of feet that will attach using a quarter 20 thread. Really easy, inexpensive. These are not my favorite light stands, but they're highly useful, and I highly recommend them for people that are just getting started. If you're going to get a continuous light box or anything like that, this is what you would want to attach that light to. All right. So now let's move more into the ones that I love the most. And these are called C-stands, also known as Century stands. Century stands, C-stands, these things are a little bit more expensive, but there's a reason for that, because they are built like a tank. I love C-stands. They're so sturdy, yet they are pretty portable. They're much larger. Some of them range up into a maximum of 10 feet height when you raise them up. has the wonderful grip arms on them. They have springs on the insides of them. So when you're lowering and raising them, they don't give you a bunch of rattle and shaking and destroying things. Being as large as they are, they're super sturdy far as having a wide three-legged base, just like a tripod would. But when it comes to storing a C-stand, it's easy to store them and stack them up against other C-stands if you're using multiple C-stands on a set. Because they don't have the extra column in between the three legs, you can typically stack them on top of each other and stand them up pretty easily. So if you have multiple lights, multiple cameras, it works quite well. I use C-stands here in my home studio. I do have light stands that I use from time to time just for like an extra kicker light or something like that. But the light that you see shining right here on my head, that has a light that's mounted on a regular light stand. Now, this key light that you see right here, it is mounted to a C-stand because it is a much larger light modifier on it, so it's going to be a lot heavier, and I know that C-stand is going to be able to hold that up there without a problem, and I don't have to worry about it tipping over. A couple things of note when it comes to using C-stands. These come, depending on the brand that you buy, they will come with what's called a grip arm, and some of them have an additional set of grip knuckles. Now, right here on the screen, you should see this grip arm, and this attaches to the top of a C-stand and allows you to put additional items onto the C-stand directly, like this overhead camera, like what I have right now. I can mount a clamp, a super clamp, to here, and then attach a camera to that, and I'll just hang it onto the C-stand. And you can do the same thing with the light. Just, you know, use the different clamps that are available to you and tie it down nice and tight, and you're good to go. Now, this part, what you're looking at right here, this is the part that you would attach to the top of a regular C-stand or attach to the top of a light stand. Cause I even use these grip arms on some light stands because some of the light stands I have are pretty sturdy and are able to hold the weight. But this is the actual grip arm here. You just use, you know, some good old muscle and tighten it or loosen it up. And as you put this in here nice and tight, the way it's designed is if you put this aligned to the right of your C-stand, if you're setting up a light or setting up a camera, you have this part always on the right-hand side. And whatever's down here at the end of the grip arm, if it happens to try to tip over or fall over because it's just a little bit too heavy, the force and gravity is going to pull this down like so. Okay. But as it's pulling it down, it's actually going to tighten up on this part of the arm. That's just the beautiful thing about science and gravity. So always keep that in mind. If you get yourself a C-stand, put this side, put this particular grip arm where you tighten it up, make sure it's always on the right side. Because if you put it over here on the left and the modifier or camera that you have starts to get too heavy and it starts to pull down, as it's pulling down, it's actually going to loosen this up and it's going to cause a lot of problems. And another tip, something you should keep in mind, when you get these things, they are pretty daggum hard. I mean, they're made of pretty heavy metal, and you want to put something on the tips of them to protect yourself and protect people walking around your set. So I cut some tennis balls up and put these on the edge because you don't want to walk right into one of these things and poke an eye out. That wouldn't be cool. All right. So, yeah, protect yourself when it comes to using these C-stands. And one last thing with the C-stand, heck, with even with the light stands, I highly recommend getting yourself a couple sandbags. And sandbags can range from anywhere between, $10 to $30, depending on the type of bag that you get. This is a pretty common sandbag that I have here. I use this quite regularly, and it's filled up, and it's pretty daggum heavy. You can make them look all pretty and stuff. This one has this blue and black design on it. None of that matters. You just have to make sure this thing is sturdy enough and heavy enough to make sure your light stand and or C stands are secure there on the set. When you're setting up these sandbags, especially if you're using a C stand, okay. All right. So like I have this upper camera right here. It has the grip arm extended out over my desk. Okay. So the C-stand is off to the left-hand side of the camera. Now, you don't see that C-stand. So you have this basically a T just formed right above me. Okay. So when I put my sandbags onto the C-stand, I need to make sure the sandbag is on the leg that is supporting the C-stand, the grip arm up above. You never want to put those, the C-stand legs at a sort of a wonky or catty corner type of fashion. You always want the biggest leg of the C-stand right up under whatever you're trying to support, whether it's a light modifier or whether it's a camera, because again, you're trying to make sure nothing is going to fall. And if something does happen to tip forward, just because of sheer physics and the way things are designed, it's going to try to combat it from falling. So if everything is up under that arm, and as the arm tries to tip forward, it's going to be a little bit hard for it to fall over. So stack everything up properly on top of that one leg with your C-stand, and you'll be good to go. And these range in prices from anywhere from $100 to a couple $100s. Just depends on where you look. We have links in our show description to the different C-stands and different light stands that I like to use that may be quite helpful for you. So again, this is something that we're going to talk about in the future, because we're going to continue to work with flash in our photography. But I want to give you guys a couple weeks to practice what we've talked about with setting up your flash. So go back to our previous episodes. Mr. Victor will have them on the screen here right now so you can see. But go back to those previous episodes. Get started with the flash introduction. Get started with understanding what types of flashes are out there and available to you. And then jump into the lesson where we talk about what happens when you move the flash head up and down and change the power and so on and so forth. It's a bit of a masterclass, and you can learn a lot as long as you're putting in the work and putting in the practice. And then we're going to get into off-camera flash and light modifiers and all that good stuff to make your photography just pop, baby. All right. Okay. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands On Photography. Thank you all so much for joining me each and every Thursday here on the network. If this was your first time catching the show, I appreciate you joining in and saying hello. And since you're here for the first time, do me a favor, go ahead and subscribe. Our website is twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for Hands On Photography. You'll see all of our subscription options over there. We're available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and pretty much any podcast app you want to try us out on. So go ahead and check us out and subscribe and catch up on all of those previous episodes where you can get your learning on and get a little bit better at this wonderful craft of photography. All right. And if you have any questions, or if you want to send your images over to get a nice critique or anything like that, I'm more than happy to do that. Just shoot an email to hop@twit.tv. Again, that email address is hop@twit.tv. So feel free to share any feedback, ratings, and things of that nature too via that email address. Does mean a lot. And make sure you're following me over on Instagram. Okay. Tag me on Instagram if you want to share some images with me there. I am @_Pruitt. Yeah, follow me there and follow me on Twitter with the same name. All right, everybody, please be safe out there. It's still a pretty serious time going on with this world. I'm sending all of my thoughts and prayers to the folks here in Northern California and Southern California, as this is wildfire season. My thoughts and prayers are with you all, and my thoughts and prayers are with all of the firefighters out there trying to help keep us safe. Thank you all very much for your time. And safely create and dominate. And also, I'm still looking for justice for Breonna Taylor. Take care.
Hey, I'm Jason Howell, host of Hands On Android. Every week, I take a look at the Android operating system and the phone that you have in your hands to tell you how to use it better. Is it tips? Is it tricks? Is it little known secrets, experiments, even emails from fans of the show? You name it, we talk about it on Hands On Android. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/HOA and make sure that you do that so you don't miss a single episode. We'll see you there.